عمر كسابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM in Markaz Sahaba, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to our fiqh program, الفقه على المذاهب الأربعة, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today our discussion is on ليلة القدر in اعتكاف. The date today is the 21st of Ramadan, 1444. Corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 13th of April, 2023. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab Tahmad Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, the first question is, what are the types of i'tikaf that we get?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah The sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Whenever we want to discuss something, our first point of reference must be the Quran Sharif and then the Sunnah Mubarakah. And thereafter we come to the Sahaba and Fuqaha and Jurors of Islam. Quran Kareem states, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ So the place for i'tikaf is masjid. Therefore, there's no real i'tikaf in a musalla or Islamic center and all that. If people sit there, even now, it is just nafil i'tikaf. The prerequisite and condition for the validity of i'tikaf is masjid. Allama Qasani rahimahullah, one of the great Hanafi scholars and jurors known as Malikul Ulama, in Bada'u Sana'i, he has mentioned that clearly. Therefore, the sunnat i'tikaf, fasting is compulsory and it must be in a masjid. So we should know that. So there are three different types of i'tikaf. One is the nafil i'tikaf throughout the year. Whenever we enter the masjid, we say, in any language, in Arabic you say, Nawaitul i'tikaf ma dumtu fil masjid. So I make intention of i'tikaf as long as I'm in a masjid. All that is flexible. You made intention for 5, 10, 15 minutes and you stayed for 1 hour, 2 hours is permissible. You made intention for 1, 2 hours, Maghrib to Isha or from Asr to Isha and you went away after half an hour, 15 minutes. So there's no sin. It's all permissible. Yeah, you can add 2 points if you want to. Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. This morning, I don't know, the thought came in my mind when we were in Karachi, then we were the Khuddam and the Khadims. One side was Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Other side was Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah and we were serving them mangoes, you know. So in my mind, I couldn't tell them they're the big sheikhs. Is Maraj al-Bahar you know, one of the two greatest muhaddisin sitting together and they were speaking in Arabic, you know. So I still remember Hazrat bin Nuri telling him, Anta Sheikhun wa ana shabun, you know, you are the big sheikh and I'm the youth and a youngster. So Hazrat Sheikh told him, no, Anta Sheikhun wa ana shabun, you know. So anyway, that was light-hearted discussion. So Hazrat Sheikh Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, when he was in Medina Munawwara, then before the Adhan would go, so then used to be inside Masjid Nabawi with a wheelchair and always when they would just enter he would make this intention. So one shouldn't ask him, Hazrat Sheikh, aapne kitne hazar martaba niyat ki, you know, for the nafil etikaf and so forth. So Hazrat said, Hazrat Sheikh said, agar ek bhi kabool ho gaya Allah ke ya to behra par hai, that if one also is accepted then I'm also accepted by Almighty Allah and I'm successful, you see. So one is the sunnat etikaf. And that is now this last 10 days and so forth. And this great virtue there, mani takafa ashran fi Ramadan, kana ka hajjatain wa umratain. It's like performing 2 hajj and 2 umrah. The hadith is weak in Bayhaqi, Targhib wa Tarhib, but in fada'il and virtues, it is accepted. And the third one is where you make a nazar. You say, Ya Allah, if I pass this examination, I will sit for 2-3 days in a masjid for itikaf. Ya Allah, if my my daughter, my son get better, I get better and recover from the sickness. So you make it suspended on something, i'tikaf manzoor. So will you fulfill udhurahum, Quran says. So you must fulfill your vows and so forth. So that is the one that's wajib for that person there. Depending, we said one day, so he has to be 24 hours, night to the maghrib to maghrib. If it says 2 days, then 48 hours like that. So you spend the night there and you fast also and so forth. So that is how you will fulfill it and that is how it is done.
Mufti Saab, can a person use a cell phone during ihtikaf to connect with outside people?
Yesterday in the masjid here, our Jami Masjid, so because in South Africa, ihtikaf was starting yesterday, so I made few announcements. I said, you brothers who are sitting for ihtikaf, you should know what is the boundary. So that all the mu'takifin, wherever you are sitting, the first thing you must do, you must know what is the boundary of the masjid. And therefore, every masjid should have conspicuous boards to show other people walking around here, there, everywhere, according to Imam Abu Hanifa only, not the other Imams. Remember, the itikaf will be broken then. So Imam Abu Hanifa is very strict on that. Sahibain and Shafi, Malik, they got a lot of gunjai, a lot of scope and all that flexibility on this. But Imam Abu Hanifa is very strict, the itikaf will break. And second one, I said that please don't use your cell phones and all that unless there's real need. And it's not permissible that you come here for itikaf and you sit here and use cell phone, cause harm to others. La dharara wa la dirar, you know, in Islam, that's a golden rule and maxim. Imam Malik has mentioned the hadith in what Imam Malik, sahih hadith, don't cause harm to yourself and don't cause harm to others and so forth. Today, people, to be honest, if you are really honest, you know, that in South Africa and that our itikaf has taken more of a form of, you understand, a carnival attitude and a carnival mentality. You get 10, 20, 30, 100 people, 200, and it's a big party going on. 20, 30 different types of food is brought and so forth and so on. Illa mashallah, 1, 2, 3 places maybe you can exempt, but generally I'm speaking about. And that is totally unacceptable, remember that. And third announcement I made, and thus is very important, and you won't find the ulama and imams making this announcement. So I said, you brothers who put all these cubicles, I think there's 6, 8, 10 of them there or something. So you put these cubicles, very good, all that. But just now, this was now before Maghrib, Qubayl al-Maghrib, Qubayl al-Iftar. So I said that when the Salat time comes, you must open all these cubicles of your peoples. You can't just be reading Salat there. You'll come with your big, big mattresses here. You'll put it flat. So now people get deprived of reading Salat in the first serve, second serve and all that. This is a masjid. It belongs to Allah Ta'ala. It don't belong to anybody. It's not a hotel, this, you know, that you come here with your big, big mattresses and then you put it flat. They don't put it upright. And then if you put it upright, 1, 2 people can read Salat there in the first serve, second serve. But they leave it flat, you know. So it's their mattress and it's them, and 3 people's place is gone already. So I said, now what itikaf is this that I'm asking you? That you made itikaf, but you're depriving people from reading Salat in the first serve, second serve, and so forth. I say, you want all that? Go take your tents and all that. Yeah, go put right at the back. You understand? You can put there. You don't have to put it in the first serve. So this type of thing. People like, don't like, it's not our duty. Our duty must be amal bin ma'ruf, nanil munkar. We must command the good, forbid the evil. So there's nobody to speak today. Illa mashallah, few people. So therefore, this whole etikaf thing, you must remember, mess etikaf. Today I spoke to a person, how many people? 300, 400 in a masjid and so forth. So me personally, I don't agree with this. It's permissible, but the people must be very strict. They'll use Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali as a dalil. I've been there in 77. Hazrat Sheikh had policemen running around there, walking around. They saw you talking, out, finish, expulsion. You just go, take your saman lelo or go out, finish. Cell phone and all that about durkibat. You must remember that. So if you want, you must be reading Quran, you must be making ibadat, namaz, this, that, or you must be sleeping. No talking, no nothing and all this kind. That was etika for Hazrat Sheikh and them. So not this party and carnival atmosphere we got today here. So that is not right, you know. It's desecrating the sanctity of the merchant. It doesn't stop there. See, now we allowed cell phone. How many questions I got? Can I take my laptop to the masjid? You see? Then, they say, now you get the youngsters, it's holiday. Say, no, I want to sit for etikaf. I saw myself that they brought microwave, they brought the mini fridge, they brought this, they brought... Say, why? You guys sitting for etikaf or you guys got a big jol going on here? You don't understood? So this type of things, yeah.
Mufti Sahab, when are the instances a person can leave the boundary?
Yeah, obviously for your, you understand, human need, you have to go to relieve yourself and so forth is permissible. But this business that our people got, they want to go for a quick shower, or say, Jack Biri Marwano, that now on the hit one cigarette and all that, you know. So just now I went to the barber and we were speaking of these things here. So the all India people, our Bilal Bhai and Akram Bhai and Shafiq Bhai. So I say, Ajay Lok Tawawa, etikaf kate to Biri Bimar. You understand? So I told them they speak Gujarati and Urdu. So I said, okay, so a lot of guys, they go out of the boundary. If you take Imam Hanifa's fatwa, your itikaf is broken already. So you must remember these kind of things there. So we must know what are the basic rules of itikaf. Not just go park in there. One chap in Pretoria, I asked him, I say, I believe you sit in this masjid here. He said, what? I must sit here. I said, why? He said, the chows here, number one chows. You see? So you won't get by your house what you get here. Now if that is the intention, then what can we say? You understand? Adahumullah, Allah give them hidayat. What can we say?
Mufti Sahab, with regards to the female i'tikaf, what are the rules that are pertaining to
that? Remember, the Hanafis only say that they can sit and masjid at home and so forth, because the Hanafis don't want them to go to the masjid. And in this day and this age, you can see the wisdom of it and so forth. You must remember that. Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis don't allow i'tikaf for ladies at home and all these things there. So remember, we must not encourage this here, that the ladies must go to the masjid and so forth and sit for etikaf. Yesterday a person sent me, yesterday, day for yesterday, that, yeah, it was yesterday, because South Africa, it started last night. So that they sent from Cape Town, one masjid there, so many ladies are going to sit for etikaf in that. So I asked them one question. I said, let's say in one masjid that you have one lady sitting and one male sitting. So is jaiz that? I'm asking you. The men will be in front and the woman at the back, but they're alone at the whole day and night. The namaz time people will come. Is jaiz that? And this type of thing. You know, if you go to the church, you understand, this is the church business. So they say you can't get married. So the monk is sitting one side and the nun is sitting one side. So they both can't get married. Then they're doing physical, you understand, distancing and all that. Social distancing and all that. Then slowly, slowly they gravitate to one another. Then you see the monk and the nun, they're busy in monkey business, you understand? So this. Now, how we can encourage all these type of things here? So therefore, in this day, this age, these kind of things must never be encouraged. It must be discouraged totally. That a woman go, you have to sit at home. And for at home also, I tell the ladies, you must remember, for you all, just sit in nafil etikaf. Ladies want to sit in sunnat etikaf, the bell ring, they run to the bell. Somebody is shouting there, aloo for sale and a piaj for sale, and they say, oh, ketluche, how much is this? Your etikaf is broken. Then they want to take shower every day. Then the husband want to sleep there. How you can sleep with your husband in etikaf and this type of thing? So 101 issues. If a lady knows properly the laws, that's a different thing. But generally, I discourage it. I tell them, you ladies must sit for nafil etikaf. It's good for you all that. You can go in, out and all that. Make your hall. This morning we had a question that she want to sit in one room one night and sleep in one room one night. And not, I say, yeah, sleep everywhere. Stand, make intention for nafil etikaf.
Mufti Saab, which are the best masajid to sit for ihtikaf?
Obviously, first will be Baytullah, Masjidul Haram, then Masjidul Nabawi, and then Masjidul Aqsa, and then Masjidul Quba. These are the four masajid that have the greatest virtue. Thereafter, all the masajid are the same. And speaking of masajid, we should know that, remember the BJP, because they got the policy of the, you know, Hitler and so forth. So BJP is the political wing, and RSS is the military wing. And if you go read about them, then you will know they were inspired by Hitler and so forth. So therefore, the same things they're doing, how many masajid they demolished. Today I sent to you all, I don't know if you carried it out in the news or not, a masjid there near Delhi, you must remember, 250 years old, they demolished it and so forth and so on. I don't know if you carried it in the news. So these are the things you'll need to carry, because remember, we must show the people the whole idea and ideology of the BJP, the Janata Party, Bharat Janata Party, and Modi, and he's the war criminal and the butcher of Gujarat, you must remember that, is to remove Islam from everything. I sent you the other article, Mohan Abul Kalam Azad, he was the manifesto of education, he was in jail, and remember that when his wife passed away, the British told him, for Mohan Abul Kalam Azad, write a darkhas, write application. For 3 days you can go there and you can participate in the janaza of your wife and so forth, and then you come back, we will then put you back in jail. This is imani ghairat. This is imani quwwat. So he told them, "Main angrez ko kabhi darkhast nahi likhunga." He said, "I'll never write an application. Send a message to my wife. Send a message to my wife's family. Meri aur meri biwi ki mulaqat hoze kosar par hogi." So this is the ulama. These are the people, and these haramis there in India who want to rewrite the history. So whatever the Muslims did, they want to remove everything. Taj Mahal, known as the wonder of the world, one of the wonders of the world, so removed and all that. Why? Because it's got a Muslim history. So many examples you can give. More than 600 masjids, more than 600 madrasas demolished and all that. So where is the biggest problem? Wailul lil Arab, is the Arabs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is sahih hadith in Sahih Muslim, woe, destruction to the Arabs. If these Arab countries, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Kuwait, all of them, just have to say that all the Hindus pick up and get out from here. We won't allow you. You are destroying the mosque there in India. You are treating the Muslims there as second, third class. And we won't trade with you. In one day they will stop, you must remember. But you need iman. You need the taqaza, the muhabbat of iman and all that. So these people, be ghairat, be sharam, what they talk of iman and all this type of thing. They will go build mandirs, you see they in UAE. They go putting up all temples and all this kind of thing. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, akhrijul yahud wa nasara min jazirat al-arab. Go study when that hadith, when, what is the sababul wurud, what is the cause, the reason, Nabi alayhi salam, and when did he say that? My father, your father, my mother, your mother, they ordinary people, ordinary mortals. We are sinners, they are sinners, we make dua for them. This is Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved, the most precious, the mercy to the entire universe, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, akhrijul yahud wa nasara min jaziratul arab. Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab peninsula and so forth. Sahih hadith in Sahih Muslim, on the deathbed during his fatal illness, the Master alayhi salam. And if you want to go further, now this, you know, I don't know if people will understand or not, we call this dalalatun nas. When the Quran says fala taqul lahuma uff, don't tell your parents even uff. So to tell them F and B, so obviously common sense will tell you is haram. So if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said this for the Jews and Christians, then for the mushrikeen is dalalatun nas. For them it's applicable, you must remember that, because in Aqidah they worse than the Jews and Christians and so forth. So therefore, but you see, wailul lil Arab, if the Muslim countries just say, we're not we're going to boycott you. See how they'll change the policy and this type. But they stand in the queue. You must remember that. Let's make more and more peace with Israel, make more and more peace with India and so forth. So what you expect then, you must remember that. You go bag in hand, cap in hand, you know. So this type of things there. So that is the problem with the Ummah, remember that. Therefore, today, one chap sent me a message today. He say we 1.8 billion. I say, brother, which world you living in? We're not even 1 billion Muslim. But if you want to round it off is 1 per billion. 1.8, they took every kafir, non-Muslim, Shia, and Qadiani, and Aga Khani, and whoever. Whoever got Muslim name, they put him there Muslims. They're not Muslim, that.
Mufti Saab, a person says, we didn't get anyone to sit for the Sunnah Itikaf for this year. For next year, we want to pay someone to sit for the Itikaf.
Permissible? You must remember this. So these type of questions, you must remember this morning I got the question. They say in our town, you must remember one year the Imam sits and the other year the Muazzin sits. So the town people say, this is very good, we don't have to sit. So the Itikaf is done. But once you start paying people for that, that is not permissible. That is wrong. That we need to understand what is the ruling of i'tikaf. Remember that only according to Hanafis is sunnah muakkada ala kifaya. So according to all the other imams is sunnah. So if nobody sits, according to majority scholars, there would not be a sin. We must know that as well. So Hanafis, they will say it's a sin. Remember, Yale and Asia, we got 50 masjids. It's more than 50, we just say 50. So every masjid, one person should sit at least, remember that. So that is minimum, a male. And such a male who's fasting, not to put somebody there who's not fasting and all these type of things there. So that is the thing that we should remember and this type of things there. So to pay people is not right, you must remember. This is not something you must remember. It should come from within. That the love, look at our Islamic months, then you will understand the wisdom of it. So you must remember that in a case like this, that what we should do is look at our Islamic calendar. The first 20 days, you must remember that we are fasting and we're saying, Ya Allah, I won't eat, I won't drink and these type of things, and I won't, you understand, have husband-wife relationship during the fasting time. Last 10 days, there's an increase in our love. Ya Allah, I love my wife, I love my shop, I love my job, I love my children, but I leave that and I come sit in your house. And what is the main aim? The main aim is Laylatul Qadr. That's the main aim of i'tikaf, so remember that. And then when the Eid moon is sighted or 30 days finish, then the new season starts. Al-Hajj wa Ashhurun Ma'lumat. So what happens now? Min Eidin ila Eidin. From 1st of Shawwal, that is Eidul Fitr, to 10th of Zulhijjah, Eidul Adha. So then, so now the love is increasing. Ya Allah, my hay is not important. My clothing is not important. My country is not important. Nothing. Your love is supreme. My heart is saturated with your love. So I'm ready now. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. So now you go for Umrah, you go for Hajj and all that. So study your Siyam, your fasting. Study your Qiyam, your Tarawih, your 20 rakats. Then you study. Today somebody sent me a letter, the people, ulama, wrote from Canada or somewhere. So such a poor letter they wrote, you know, there to the Imam, to the Ra'is. They don't even put the Ra'is name. I say, don't you even know who is the Ra'is and the Isudais? And you'll just put Ila Ra'isi Shu'unil Haramain. I say, I don't know how you write letters like that, you know. So anyway, I gave them some ideas what to write and all that. So you must remember that we're speaking of Qiyam, 20 rakats. And thereafter, you must remember, so is love. And then you have i'tikaf. Then you have Umrah. Then you have Hajj. All got one illat and mushtaraka, one common factor. And what is that? Is harul mahabba. To display our love for Almighty Allah Jalla wala, walladheena amanu ashaddu hubba lillah. They're those people who possess true iman. Remember that they are the ones that who have the true love of Almighty Allah. So therefore, now you say, no, we're going to pay this person that. So remember that the i'tikaf is valid, but it's sinful to do that.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM in Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah, we return back to this program. Mufti Saab, when is Laylatul Qadr?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's a good question. When is Laylatul Qadr? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, if you study Surah Al-Qadr, then you will find a hint there. You call this Lataifut Tafsir. And you will find a certain hint. So read it, Surah Qadr, chapter number 97, and see what you find there. Write it down. You students, you ulama, you will find 114 letters there. So what is 114 letters? To denote and show that there are 114 surahs, chapters in the Noble Quran. How many words are there? There are 30 words there in that surah. So to show you, the Quran Sharif has 30 ajza, 30 parts. So what you will find, the hint. So read there, salamun hiya. So hiya is letter, is the pronoun. And it is word number 27. Word number 27. After that is hatta matla'il al-fajr. So 28, 29, 30. So therefore, majority sahaba, tabi'in, scholars, they say 27 night. There's a wonderful book. One student of mine gave it to me. He passed away, bichara, in a tragic accident. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. It's called Mata Laylatul Qadr. It's a green cover and is written by Sheikh Hamada. Wonderful book. So in there, this type of incidents are written. One day, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he summoned the senior sahaba. He is Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen. So they're having a meeting. So what is on the agenda? If today you say agenda, people, they don't understand. What is the menu? Then they'll understand, you know, because Ramadan time, everybody wants to know what the menu. So the menu, the agenda was that they're discussing Mata Laylatul Qadri. So before the meeting could start, Sahaba even objected. He said, what is this fatah, this youngster doing here? Understood? Meaning Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. If you study Bukhari Sharif, you will find it's written there in Hajjatul Wida. So that is the 10th year of the Hijrah, Zul Hijjah, and there's 3 months plus minus, you must remember, prior to the demise of Nabi alayhi salam. He was not even baligh, he was not even mature. So it shows that that is the ending of the 10th year. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and in the 13th year, he becomes the Khalifa. So say in the 15th year, 17th year, this meeting took place. So then his age is 15 or 17, 16, like that. So he's very young. So the Sahaba objected and said, what does youngster is doing? Sayyidina Umar, he kept quiet. He was a genius. He knew what he's doing. So he asked them one by one, what is your opinion? He said this. Right in the ending, he asked him, Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu warda, asked Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas. He passed away in the year 68. In Ta'if, Muhammad bin Hanafiya is the son of Sayyidina Ali. He's a Tabi'i. He read and performed his Salatul Janaza. And in Ta'if, if you go, then you will find the biggest masjid there is Masjid Abdullah bin Abbas. And just behind the masjid is buried. And if you know Arabic, his biography is written there on the wall. So he, Abdullah bin Abbas, is hearing everybody's answer. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I say 27 night. You see. Now you can't be sitting there in front of Sayyidina Umar and Sahaba and you just keep quiet. If you claim something and you pronounce and announce something, you have to corroborate, substantiate it with dalil. So he said, see, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is how I work it out like. So he said, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Iltamisuha fil awtar ay min al-ashr al-awakhir. That look and search, you must remember, for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights, right? Of the last 10 nights and so forth. So now, it means that much we already agree on 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. So I say 27 night. So why I say 27? So it means I'm going to give you the dalil of 7, 7, 7, 7. So let's start. Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat. How many skies there? 7. How many land and earth there are, ground and sand? 7. Wa min al-ardi mithlahun. So there. then how many types, how many stages and phases does a human being go through when he is being born? The development of the fetus in the womb of the mother. This is 1400 years ago and more. Tatawwurul insan, tatawwurul or tatweerul janin fi batni ummihi. So you must remember it is seven stages. Surah 23 and verses 12, 13, 14, 15. Walaqad khalaqnal insana min sulalatin min tween, thumma ja'alnahu nutfatan fi qararin makin, thumma khalaqnal nutfata alaqa, fa khalaqnal alaqata mudgha, fa khalaqnal mudghata idrama. So like that, he says, seven stages. And if you want, you go read it. And there's an excellent book in English, Human Development in the Quran and Hadith by Dr. Abdul Bar. Excellent in English it is. So remember that there's seven stages. Then you look at the food. And if for those of you who don't understand chapter and verse and that, the beginning of the 18th Supara, you will find that. And thereafter, you must remember the amount of food, the different categories. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned seven categories. Abdullah ibn Abbas is replying. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّوْا وَإِنَبَوْا وَقَدْبَا. But if you go and count, you will see there's eight there. But the last one, Abba, is not a tu'amul insan. It's tu'amul dawab. That is the food for the animals. So you must remember that. So for human being, seven different categories. Now the Sahaba, senior ones, are just looking. Look at this man speaking. Bahrul Ulum. Sayyidina Umar is elated, delighted. And then how many times you make the tawaf? One, seven rounds. Sabat wa ashwatin is one tawaf. So seven. Sahi, seven. So like that he gave examples. So all this is the barakah, blessing of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Abdullah bin Abbas was very young, he Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam took him, embraced him, and made special dua for him. Allahumma allimhu ta'wil. Ya Allah, teach him the interpretation of the noble Quran. Allah, teach him wa faqihu fi deen. Make him a faqih, a jurist, a master of this deen. He must have profound knowledge. So open, you understand, all the ahadith on manaqib and that you will find it and so forth, of Abdullah ibn Abbas and that. So you must remember, therefore, he's called Ra'is al-Mufassirin, one of the greatest commentators of the noble Quran and so forth. So then, now everybody is silent. Then Sayyidina Umar looked at the Sahaba and he told them, I, Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar bin Khattab, that uwafiqu hadha al-fata, that I also agree, I concur with this youngster, with this youth here. So what the Sahaba going to say now, you see? So majority Sahaba, Ubay bin Ka'b, used to take an oath and say, that is 27 night. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu used to say 27 night. A whole list of Sahaba. So therefore, we won't say 100%, but we will say 99%, 90%, remember. Obviously, best is to make ibadat and ordinate every one of them. But remember, if you understand, really want to give it your best of the best. So see, simple example I give you, that people are imams, right? So which night is the best to make khatam? So inshallah, mine, inshallah, we're trying, Allah make easy. So we'll make khatam on 27 night. You understand? My 27 night. Mine mean that we're working with the neighboring countries and that. So Monday night, inshallah, is our 27 night. Because we started fasting on Thursday, so you must remember that. So we don't accept that verdict yet that, you know, that the moon was not sighted. We accept neighboring countries, so we fast with them, finish. So you must remember that. So in that way there, so we'll finish inshallah Monday night, 90% of the countries. So if you look at Quran, so what is Quran? 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, 540 ruku sections. So Allah in Fatawa Alamgiri, in Fatawa Hindiya, it is written that if the imam or imma, the imams, every night in 20 rakats darawi, they read 20 ruku every night. So then they will finish 27 night. You see the wisdom of it. So the best night to make the Rawi Khatam will be then. You want to do any odd night, very good, permissible. But best will be 27 night. for the imams also. Then in the haram, when I went, so 74, they used to make 27 night. Now they make 29 night and all that. So it's also good, no problem. Second one is this, you on your own, you're making your own tilawat. So make your khatam also when? On the 27 night, like that. So you make it much more meaningful. So you must remember, I told you Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas, his favorite students were Mujahid, Qatada, and Tawus bin Kaysa. These were his madrasa. His madrasa was based there in Makkah. He used to come up and down Taif, all that. But he don't stay in Makkah. So he says, I can't stay in Makkah. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ. That, yeah, you just make intention of wrong, Allah will punish us. Rather, I go stay in Taif. So anyway, so Mujahid says, أَيْتَنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ in the Khatmul Quran. Allah, special mercy descends when the Khatmul Quran. So these are just suggestions, nothing to do must. But we will advocate and encourage strongly that try and finish your Quran Sharif, the one you're reading for your khatam on your own, so on the odd nights. And the imams finish any odd night, 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. So 21 is finished everywhere in the world now. So you got 23, 25, 27, 29. So like that, you do that, you see. So that is what you try and do. And then you make your dua. So duas, Allama Nawawi mentioned in Kitabul Azkar, 4,000 malaika descend. That's minimum for on the occasion of Khatmul Quran and so forth. So try and make it meaningful. How many more Ramadans we got? We don't even know if we'll see Eid this year. What are you talking of next year and so forth? So we don't know how many more Ramadans. We don't know how many more Laylatul Qadr. So therefore, that we have the opportunity now, so make Qadr of Ramadan and make Qadr and appreciate Laylatul Qadr. So that is our message to the Ummah.
Mufti Sahib, there seems to be a big confusion. As Mufti Sahib mentioned, the rest of the countries had started their Ramadan a day earlier than South Africa. So with regards to big night, how does it work then?
People ask me this question because normally we have problem with Saudi Arabia, and that normally Saudi is one day ahead and our countries are one day behind. But this year, 90%, 95%, the countries I know that started fasting on Friday are South Africa. South Africa also, a lot of people kept fast on Thursday, but majority started on Friday. But be that as it may, South Africa, Mauritius, India, few on to other countries like that. 99%, 95% started the Thursday, Wednesday night, first Tarawih. So obviously, theirs is carries on. So now yours will be one day, one night later, and so forth. So I give the example, the sun, S-U-N, how many suns there? Is one. So now you look at the time, it's going of 12 o'clock, right? So almost 12 o'clock. So if you go to New Zealand, it's 10 o'clock at night. You must remember that. It's 10-hour time difference. I was once in Argentina. I had to do a program, radio program for New Zealand radio, you know, I had to do. So anyway, you must, just 16-hour time difference, something, 16, 17, 15, something. So that is our Allah Ta'ala system. So according to your intention, just carry on you with your ibadat, Allah will accept according. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyat, wa innama likulli mri'in ma nawa. So you must remember that. Therefore, the first day, that Friday, I made the announcement that, see, you must remember that many millions of people kept fast Thursday and many others didn't fast. So those who kept fast, Allah will accept their fast, inshallah. And those who didn't fast, like South Africa, there's no sin on you because you followed the local ulama and so forth. So there won't be any sin on you because you said that, no, you're following the ulama. So it's fine. But you must remember, if you take the fiqh, Hanafi speak especially, then I always said that, not now, for past 10, 15 years. 2-3 things we did against. You must remember, I said it before, I'll repeat it. You must remember that Saudi sighting, we don't rely at all. I got too many experiences with Saudi sighting. So that's out of the equation. Global sighting, we don't work. Global sighting means you make one place the headquarters and they say then everybody must follow. So it's not practical. You're going to make Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, where else? That will be your focal point, central point. So how are you going to watch? How the people in Fiji, New Zealand will work with that? They're 9, 8, 10 hours ahead of them. So it's not practical there. So that also it doesn't work. So the only work in work, you must take regional one. So if you take Hanafi fiqh, 100%, you must remember, you were there that day when we were discussing with Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai. So you must remember, Hafizahullah, that if you take our Sadiq region, now all these countries, or most of them, they saw the moon. So therefore, we accept that there. So you must remember. So there, and what will happen, let me just add the other point also. So 99.9, this Saturday, it will be Ramadan. Next Saturday, the 22nd of April, will be Eid. Because 35-hour moon. If that moon we don't see, then there's something wrong with us. Remember that. Then really we moon samis, you must remember that. So anyway, so what will happen? The people who started fasting Thursday, for them it will be 30 fast. Like for myself, 30. You started Friday, for you will be 29 fast. You see? So that is what will happen there. So it's not something that is just an academic discussion, and I made my proposal, and I said it on air. Whether we like, don't like, another 5 years, 10 years, it will go like that. Because you must remember, you take majority of the Arabs in South Africa, majority of the Africans who come from Malawi, Nigeria, all that. They all fast, all meaning majority of them. And a lot of the other brothers also, they fast. You know? They're not interested in our stories here and all. That only South Africa sighting. And it's a bit comical also. If South Africa see all these other countries, they accept. But if they see, South Africa don't accept. Now, how you justify that now? So, you see? So that is also things to think about. So whether we like or we don't, it will happen in time to come, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, a person is asking for breaking fast. Should we follow the local masjid close to us or our weather app that shows the exact time of sunset?
No, no, you mustn't work with the sunset time. So because you must remember, they tell you, sunset and Maghrib time starts Bada Ghurubi Shams, after sunset. You must remember that. So therefore, you will find in our masajid and that majority of them, that their sunset will be, let's just say 6 o'clock, example. And then they'll put there 6:01, 6:02, 6:03. They put 1, 2, 3 minutes precaution. So you must work with that time there. So you must remember that. And you're going to work on your watch and all that. Say your watch is wrong, then what happens? So your fast will break, you must remember that, and qada will be compulsory. So work with the adhan of your local masjid, and that is the easiest way, remember.
Mufti Sahib, a female is in menses, what must she do?
Regarding the muazzin, what he must do. You understand? I'll come to the menses story. So the muazzin, he must take the date first, water, whatever, Maghrib time, and then he must eat, drink whatever he wants, quick, after 30 seconds. Then he must render the adhan. Not that he must delay. There's 2 ahadiths, 3 ahadiths. La tazalu ummati bi khairin ma ajjalul maghrib. The ummah will remain in goodness as long as they make haste in maghrib. La tazalu ummati bi khairin ma ajjalu al-fitr. That they will remain in goodness as long as they make haste in the iftar. Look at this hadith. I just taught it to the people here in Jami Masjid, and then the whole story of Mufti Taqi and them came out of Darum Karachi. It still doesn't make sense how they can delay so much. There they got the siren Maghrib time, and then 25 minutes. This is a custom in Pakistan. We stayed there so we know. So the ulama, many of them, that first they eat whole meal. Not like us, we just have our dates, our water, our samosa, tea, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, and then finish with it, Maghrib, and then we eat. That's a proper way of doing it. So they have proper, now 25 minutes, then the azan goes. So by the time you're going to start your Maghrib salat, it'll be around half an hour. So what Nabi alayhi salam said? Go open Targhib wa Targhib. Go open Sahih ibn Hibban. Beautiful hadith. La tazalu ummati La tazalu ummati ala sunnati, that my ummat will remain in goodness when they remain on my way, my sunnati. Ma lam tantazir bifitriha an-nujum, as long as they don't wait for the stars to appear and all that. So you must remember that that is the kuffar one. I went to Iran, wherever I went. So I used to go, you must remember, to their Husseiniya, and they don't call masjid, it's not even a masjid, but they call it whatever they want to. They all knew eventually that this guy is a Sunni. I can see he's dark now. So 5 minutes, so I just go read my salat. After 15, 20, 25 minutes, azan goes. That is throughout the year. And then they read their maghrib, and then they read their isha and all that. They make jama bina salatain, even in the home town. Zohar and asr, same thing they do. So that's a Shia way of doing things there. So how can it be permissible that? It's not permissible. So therefore, that we must give adhan like we do in South Africa. That's best. Give your adhan and everybody make your iftar. And then after 3 minutes, 5 minutes after adhan, then Allah Akbar, then you start your maghrib. That's very good, no problem. So what I did in Jami Masjid, so I told the Hanafi brothers, I said, see, some of you, I see your buzruks, you know, that you'll only have dates and water. You understand? So now, that you don't want to have samosa and tea and bhajja and whatever. So very good, I got no problem. But instead of just sitting there and you don't know what to do, so at least practice on this hadith. Swallu qabla al-maghribi rakatain. Swallu qabla al-maghribi rakatain. Swallu qabla al-maghribi rakatain. Insha'Allah. Thrice Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read 2 rakat salat before maghrib. Read 2 rakat salat before maghrib. Third time, read salat 2 rakat before maghrib salat, the first salat, if you wish. So therefore, the Shafi's, Hanbalis, they encourage it. And Hanafis, they say, no, that you must make ta'jil. So that's, but if they're giving you time, when I'm in Medina and that I practice on this hadith many times deliberately, because I know a lot of Hanafis are looking and so forth. So yeah, in the Jami now, so the people get surprised. So I say it's Bukhari Sharif's hadith, and it's totally jayz to do that when the imam is giving you time and so forth. So now you see 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 brothers are standing up, they read, mashallah. So when I see them, I get very happy. I say, mashallah, they're practicing on one hadith and so forth. Okay, last question. You must remember, you're my sister, you are a Haiza. So now you're crying and that's and that of stories. For you ladies to take tablets, you understand? The masla is called Mas'alatu Akhzil Hubub. To take tablets and all that so you can fast the whole month, or Hajj time, you can make Tawafu Ziyarah, Tawafu Ibadah. The fatwa will be permissible, but it's not encouraged, it's discouraged, remember that. Because you're going against the natural system of Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah kataba hadhihi ala banati Adam. So be that as it may. Now it's not going to help you. Tonight is big night, tomorrow is big night, this, like, depending where you are now. So now big night meaning the odd nights, right? So that now you're crying. Now why is my menses? And it's not 1 day story, 6 day story, 7 day story, 8 day. By the time you're going to get clean, is eat time already, so Ramadan is finished. And obviously you have to give qada for all the fast you must. Payment will not suffice and so forth. So what must you do? You see, people got the wrong end of the miswak. How many times people ask this question? You know, is big night coming tonight, auspicious night, Laylatul Qadr? You see, in life, understand this point. If you understood it, you understood Babun Azim, a big chapter of knowledge. That to do is very easy. We can read Salatul Tasbih, we can read 5 Jews, 10 Jews, we can make dua, all that is easy. What is difficult is ijtinab, is to refrain, is to abstain. That is difficult. So if you did nothing, but you abstain from sin, so that is your Laylatul Qadr. Understand that. Nabi alayhi salatu salam told Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, hadith in Tirmidhi Sahih, ittaqil maharim, stay away from haram, haram speech, haram place, haram food, haram places, all it. Takun a'badan nas, and that is the meaning of taqwa. Taqwa first means ijtinab. Taqwa literally means to prevent. So, literally. So, you must remember to abstain. So, to abstain from kufr, to abstain from shirk, to abstain from nifaq, to abstain from kabair, to abstain from bid'at, to abstain from safai. So, that are the different categories then. So the whole thing is, we tell people, do this, you will see pamphlets, you will see messages, I parwanu 100 times, then I parwanu 1,000 times. I say, don't read all this. Read, don't worry about the numbers. All this is 1,000 times and 100 times. They just fly through it. They themselves don't know what they're reading half the time. Read even little bit, but you read properly. And main thing, stay away from your TV. Stay away from your movies. Stay away from your ghibat. Stay away from your music. Stay away from your cell phone when you don't need it and all that. Now we read Salatul Tasbih, and after that the TV goes on. Now we make tilawat of Quran, then we busy watching there on our phone and all that. There's no necessity. No, let me see this, let me. So what we're doing, we're just pouring water over everything. Till the ummah don't understand this principle, they won't go far. Because Quran, wherever it spoke of iman. And then it speaks of taqwa. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. Ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. Ya la'allakum ta'tattaqun. So what is the Quran saying? So that is what we must learn. If you stay away and abstain, then you become the one who is successful. So Allah Ta'ala gives. So read salawat, durood sharif, istighfar, and main thing, kalima la ilaha illallah, and stay away from all sins and all that. Don't make call to your daughter and speak for 1-2 hours, you see. Say, no, we're making, you understand, all ibadat like this, to talk to my children and all that, you see. You see, shaitan come in different ways. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, abandon durood sharif and so forth. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.